And here we go! And we're on again! This is the Ignite Rock podcast. This is where I talk to awesome, awesome people who are creating something. That's right, awesome again. Using WordPress online. This is episode 5. This is your host, Ahmed Khalifa. And I am so excited. You can tell I'm excited. You can tell I'm so pumped up. Oof, can't help myself. But at the same time, I'm so excited that you're here. I'm so, so glad that you're joining me today. I've got a very interesting interview I had with Shannon Martin from WPBFF. And Shannon, who's all the way based in Ohio, in the US. So bear in mind that I'm based in Edinburgh. It's a bit of a time difference, about 5 hours, I think. So we managed to make it work, but we had a very good chat. And Shannon is another person who is passionate about WordPress, and you can tell from her business, WPBFF. And basically just showing people how to create a website using WordPress and really creating something online for yourself. And it's always very interesting to talk to someone who is very passionate about WordPress, and you can kind of almost talk forever about it. I know it sounds hard to believe, but you can really talk on and about it. So hopefully you'll enjoy the interview. I'll catch you at the end of the show. So in the meantime, enjoy it. And here you go, everybody. We have Shannon here on the line. I'm really, really happy to talk to Shannon because I've been watching her on Scopes, Periscope, if you like, recently. And I got very interested, and I've been meaning to talk to you about what you do, Shannon. And first of all, thank you very much for coming on to the show. I really appreciate it. And I've been really interested to hear about your business, your background, what you're doing. So could you just give everyone a brief experience about what you've been doing and what your background is and how you got to where you are today?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I'm super happy to be here. My name is Shannon Mattern. I have a website called WordPress BFF, where I teach solopreneurs how to build their own WordPress site for free in just 5 days. And I started this business about 2 years ago because I was working a day job. I was doing WordPress stuff, online marketing stuff, IT stuff, communications, all of that. And I was a total WordPress nerd, but I really just kind of wasn't happy in my job. I felt like I didn't have freedom at all. I didn't have control over my schedule. I didn't have control over my income. And so I started listening to podcasts and lots of podcasts and got inspired to start something of my own. And that's, you know, kind of where I came up with the idea to do my free 5-day website challenge and earn affiliate income from promoting products on there. And that just kind of snowballed into this whole, you know, building that online course and then like selling online courses. And then people started asking me to build websites for them. And so it's just turned into this whole big thing. But my whole number one goal is to just help other people gain the same kind of freedom that I'm seeking as well.
Wow, you sound like a very, very busy person. You got so much stuff going on there. Very exciting stuff as well. I mean, it could have been anything. You've mentioned WordPress. You could have, chosen any kind of platform. What was it that made you choose WordPress, and you know, what was that experience like as well?
Well, I think when I first started working with WordPress, I had actually gone to school for communications. I learned a little bit of HTML back in the day. In the late 90s, we were working in Dreamweaver. We were building sites from scratch. WordPress didn't exist back then. So when I started the current job that I have now, we're a nonprofit. We don't have a big budget. And I had to try to figure out a quick way that I could make a website for our association where actually other people that didn't have technical skills could make updates to it and make changes to it. And so that's when I stumbled upon WordPress. And I was so intrigued by it because it was just fun to me. It was like a video game, like figuring out how to put it all together and troubleshooting things. And I'd get completely lost in time building websites and then figuring out that like any business problem that someone could throw at you, someone's built a plugin for that. Like that's just the coolest thing for me. So it's just like I totally geeked out about it and I just felt like the whole open source piece of it where anybody can contribute anything. Anybody can build a plugin. It's pretty much mostly free, and what you do pay for is modest compared to the value that you're getting out of it. That is what completely intrigued me. And I'm like, you know, when I'm training my staff here to do things, I'm like, it's just like writing an email, you guys. All you have to do is come in here, type the stuff, you format it, and everyone's so surprised at how easy it is to maintain. So that's kind of what got the wheels spinning about, you know, I could actually do this for other people and then hand it over to them and empower them to be able to maintain it themselves. So that those a million, I could talk about it all day.
I'm the same. Don't get me, well, actually, you got me started about WordPress. I talk about it all the time. So I know what you're feeling. I know how it feels to be excited about it. And you've mentioned Dreamweaver. I mean, that's a blast from my past. I think I've touched it, but I haven't really built anything substantial. But it's amazing, isn't it, when you compare Dreamweaver to WordPress, night and day. It's such a big difference to what you can do. And I would be very surprised if you can find a newbie to build a website out of Dreamweaver back then or now even. So it's just so hard. But you've mentioned just now that you're working full time as well. Is that right? You're kind of working full time while building WP BFF.
Yeah, I have a full time job. I have a team of four people under me. I do continuing education and communications for a nurses association here in Ohio. We use WordPress quite a bit to provide continuing education to nurses. So that was like one of my big things here is to build a website completely on WordPress that provides education to RNs to keep their license here. So I absolutely love that project. But yeah, so I do WPBFF on the side, and I've kind of structured it in a way that it's like mostly passive income for me. So that's how I'm able to actually do both, spend the time marketing, spend the time doing development, but also, you know, build this community without having to physically be online 24/7.
That's kind of a dream for a lot of people to kind of have a passive income kind of thing. And but did you have to hide it? Did you you know, there's always a worry from a lot of people that if you have a full-time job and you have a side project, side hustle, people get worried that they might get caught out, get sacked, whatever. Did you have to hide it at all?
Yes. At first, well, I didn't have to, but I felt like I had to. Right. So when I first started doing this on the side, I really felt like I don't want anybody to find out because my ultimate goal is to own my own business and not work here anymore. So I didn't want anyone to make that decision for me sooner than I wanted to make it. So I did hide it, and it affected my work relationships, you know, because you're kind of living this secret double life and you're not as open with people, and they say, what'd you do this weekend? And you're like, oh, you don't want to say, well, I spent a whole weekend recording online courses and building websites for other people. So it kind of gave me a negative attitude about here. I'm like, oh, I need to get out of here as fast as possible so I can do this. And I actually had my annual review with my boss, and I was like, I'm just going to come clean because I can't live this double life anymore. Mm-hmm. And I told her what I was doing, and she was like, that's fantastic. I'm a business owner too. I have things going on the side. I love that all the things that you're doing can actually help our association and help grow it in different ways. So if that's how you're getting your professional growth and development, I applaud you and think of ways that these both can feed off of each other. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, she totally gets it. I don't have to live a lie anymore. And now it works really well. I mean, I'm on this call with you during the day. And I'll be working on some stuff for them this evening, you know, so it just all kind of blends together, and I'm committed to both. I mean, as long as I can do both, I'm committed to both. And it's really a choice to be happy where you are. I think, you know, I think it's definitely a choice.
Yeah. And it sounds like you've got the best boss ever.
She's pretty amazing.
Yeah. To be able to understand. And I think that's the thing as well. People don't understand that if you do have a side project, it can help you a lot in your day job as well. And I'm speaking from my own experience that, you know, working away for the past, 8 years or so, building up your experience and your knowledge. At the same time, I've always done something at home, and it has helped me to improve my productivity at work. So I would never discourage people from, you know, trying to even a little side job, project, blog, whatever it is. You can really learn a lot from doing that. So I applaud you on that as well. And I was going to ask you, you know, some tips and advice, but I know that you have a Periscope episode just about that, about, you know, how can you manage that. So I'm going to share that in the show notes so people can find it there.
Great.
And, you know, it's got some really good advice. I definitely encourage everyone to check it out, that how can you juggle both kind of project kind of thing. Some really, really good stuff there. But another thing I've noticed about your site, that you call it WP BFF, which is a great name, by the way. I actually like that. And you call your audience, you call your community your BFF. Who are they? Who are your BFF? How would you describe them?
Well, they are people just like me, really, that want something different and they need some help getting there, you know. So they want to create freedom. They want to create an online business. They range. My original target was, you know, women 25 to 40 that want to start their own business. But I've found that the range of people in there is so much different. Like it's not a demographic, like a physical demographic. It's like a feeling, like an emotional thing. It's people that want freedom. They want to help other people. I mean, they're all super generous people. They spend time in my community helping each other out. They're just after something more fulfilling. And I think that's what makes them, that's what they all have in common. They don't have a country in common. They don't have an age. They don't have a gender or race in common. They just have this this desire to be more and do more. And that's the best. They're the best.
Oh, no wonder you're calling me a BFF. I like that.
I know.
So judging by, you know, the voice and how you portray yourself and, you know, the website, you're trying to help people to create a freedom and help them to, you know, using WordPress, which is pretty amazing as well. And do you have any case studies, examples that people have done that and, you know, managed to create a freedom out of WordPress?
I have a lot of people that have gone through my challenge. I don't know of anybody that's like written me and said, I quit my job or anything like that. But I have some amazing clients that are business owners. I have my favorite one right now who I'm working with. Her name's Devorah Heitner. She's at Raising Digital Natives, and she teaches parents how to deal with their children and technology and cyberbullying and sexting and all of that stuff. I mean, she's doing amazing, amazing work. And, you know, I just was doing some stuff on her website this morning. So, and I think that's her sole gig. I think that's all she does. So I have a lot of amazing clients that, like, I'm like, I just teach WordPress. You guys are out there changing the world, you know?
Well, you're helping them to change their world. So
I'm empowering them to use their gifts. So
there
I do.
You go. That's the attitude. Yeah, I like that. So what's your long-term goal? Do you have like an idea of the direction that you want to go toward? Or is there a secret? Or, you know, is there anything that you can share with us?
Right now, I am teaching other people that want to be WordPress developers, freelance WordPress developers, how to build a business like what I've built, which it's interesting because as I'm talking to people, they're like, I want to do what you do, but I don't want to steal your ideas. And I'm like, there is plenty to go around and I'm happy to help you, you know, build a business in a way where you still have a life. You know, I still have a life outside of these two things that I do. And so they're not going to be just like me. They're not going to do it just like I do it. That's kind of what I'm working on. I have a coaching program that's going on right now, that actually starts September 1st, where I'm teaching people how to like build the passive income side and then deal with the client side. So I'm super, super pumped about that. 'Cause now I have a bunch of people just as excited about WordPress as me, like wow. all together. Yeah. Yeah. It's really
you're
cool.
Pumped. Wow. That's amazing. And, you've touched a few things there that, you know, someone says to you, oh no, I don't want to steal what you're doing, you're right, there is plenty to go around. And the number of people in the same industry, for example, I used to work in SEO, there's plenty of people working in SEO, but at the end of the day, only you can be you, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter, you know, how you do it. Nobody can copy you because you've got your own personality, your own style, your own trait, and that, you know, that can help you to stand out from a lot of people. And I think, you know, I hope people get a message of that, that it doesn't matter what you do, just do something different, be yourself, and people will like you for who you are, not because of, oh, it's exactly the same as the other person. So it's definitely a good point from that. So definitely I've first spotted you on Periscope, and I like the way you shared your knowledge, you shared your wisdom, you shared content, and you know, what's the reason behind it? I'm guessing that you want to help as many people as possible, isn't it? That's the kind of idea that you want to go towards, really. Do you ever worry that, you know, you share so much that you have nothing to share anymore?
That's an interesting question. I definitely do want to help as many people as possible. And Periscope's also a way for me to just get over just being weird about talking to people, because I have historically been a much better writer than speaking, and Periscope is just a great way to get over that pretty quickly. So I got comfortable with that pretty quickly. Sometimes I feel like I'm oversharing, but I definitely don't feel like there's any shortage of things that I'm going to be learning on my journey that I can then just share with people. I mean, it's something new every week, and when you invest in like coaches and mentors to help you, they're always you know, there's always something that you can learn about yourself that you can uncover and do differently, and then grab the hand of the person behind you and say, hey, you know, if you want to get there faster, come with me, you know.
No, I think it's definitely a valid point, and people should never be worried that, again, if you think that you're sharing too much, or if you think that you're saying exactly the same thing as someone else, you have your own style. And I think I like that what you do is that you have your own way of, you know, sharing your own content. And definitely I, you know, encourage people to check out on the Periscope. Again, I put the link on the show note, and you can learn from Shannon as well. So, you know, this is the whole point. When you start your own business or entrepreneurship lifestyle or whatever you want to call it, you know, there's going to be a lot of trial and errors, and, you know, you learn from a lot of things. So if you had to start again, what would you do differently?
I would find a mentor sooner. I tried to do everything, or not even just a mentor, but just help sooner. I tried to do everything by myself for as cheaply as possible in the beginning. And I think that that's good to a point, but I hung on to that way too long. I know that I could have been farther along faster if I would have had more confidence in myself that I was actually going to be successful and earn money. You know, when you're not super confident and you feel like, you know, I have to hold on to everything that I bring in, because I don't know if I'm going to get more. I think that that's a mistake that I made. I could have invested in help earlier to move things along faster. That's what I would do differently.
I can kind of relate to that, definitely, from my experience. And at the end of the day, you can spend a whole day fixing something, or you can pay someone else to fix it in 5 minutes for you.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, what's cost more? Is it going to cost you more? Are you going to lose more money by wasting a whole day working on it, or are you going to lose money paying someone to do it? I think it's better to pay someone to do it sometimes. So I can definitely relate in that experience as well. So then what would you say is your biggest strength?
Persistence. I definitely don't give up. If I run into a roadblock, I'm going to figure out a way. It doesn't matter what, I'm going to figure out a way to get it done. And sometimes to my detriment, because I will spend way too much time on something when I could just ask somebody else. But I'm definitely learning to build a network and reach out to those people. But I definitely don't ever give up. My mom could probably attest to that, like being a teenager and just constantly negotiating for whatever I wanted.
it's a good thing though, being persistent. People always give up at the first hurdle. No, you're never going to get anywhere. So that's a good thing. So then what would you say is your biggest weakness then? And then how do you go around, you know, about it? How do you go fixing that?
I think my biggest weakness is I just self-doubt. I mean, still, even though to sit here and look how far I've come in the past 2 years, and then to think, why do I still have these doubts? You know, it's just, it's something that I'm sure everybody has that, but it's one of those things where I could be like, I just wish I could sometimes just say, wow, look at how far you've come, instead of, you know, keep going. That wasn't good enough, or you could have done that differently, or you missed this opportunity. And I'm definitely working on shutting that bully down and just being grateful for the moment and what I have in the moment.
Yeah. You should always, I think a lot of people will always doubt their skill. Why should people pay me? Why do they, you know, they could find out the answer themselves on Google or something, but I think everyone has that doubt as well, but that's a good attitude. You're persistent, so I can tell. You go around it. So what advice would you say to those who want to start their own website? What advice would you say to those people?
Take small, consistent actions every day. You might not notice that you're making progress, but then something big will happen, you know, or it will happen really slow and you might not notice it. And you look back and you're like, wow, I built this from zero. Everybody starts at zero. And so if you just take those small, consistent actions every single day, you will get there. If you don't do it, you won't get there.
I like that. Take consistent action. That's a really good way of putting it. I like that a lot. Oh, that's a quote. That's a quote. I like that. So I don't know about you, but I'm sure you have heard a lot of people who have doubts about using WordPress. They question it and stuff like that. What would you say to those people who have doubts about using WordPress?
I'd say just give it a shot. It's not going to take a lot of your time to try it. It's not super intensive to set up. And try it for yourself and see. I mean, I think that there, and then the community surrounding WordPress is unsurpassed. I think that I just don't think that you can go wrong. And you don't have a lot invested if you don't like it. You can always move to something else.
I agree. Definitely agree with that. Very interesting stuff. So, you know, in terms of your own business, then, what are you most proud about in your own business?
I'm most proud of that first subscriber. It all goes back to that, like that moment that I built everything and I knew I had to build an email list and I put it out there and someone actually signed up and then bought the products that I recommended and I earned those commissions. I was like, this is actually possible. And I'm so proud of that moment because it was all just very much a emotional risk up until that point. And I'm proud that that just makes me super happy.
Oh, that's really good. I think a lot of people can appreciate that the first subscriber, the first invoice paid, the first, mm-hmm. even the first visitor on your site, yeah. You know, even something small like that, it's the first step, you know, and you can go a long way from that. So I really like that. So it's really interesting to understand what you're doing, your background, what you're doing in WPBFF. Could you just tell us a little bit more about the challenge that you have about building the website? Could you just explain what that is and where anyone can find that?
Sure. It's the free 5-day website challenge and anybody can sign up for that at www.wp-bff.com. And it's basically a 5-video series and you'll get an email every day with instructions on what we're doing that day and a link to the video. And I go through building a WordPress site from start to finish, starting with just even domain and hosting, theme, plugins, like all that stuff, all the way to the end, where you're putting content in, you're doing a little bit of basic SEO, and then you're submitting your site to Google to tell them, hey, I'm here and I'm ready to be indexed. So it's every little piece that you could learn with a lot of like online marketing strategies sprinkled along the way to make sure that once you actually build it, that you have a strategy to get people to come to it.
And it's all for free, am I right?
Yes.
Who would not like that? So I'll put a link in the show note for that as well. Everyone should you can check that out as well. Sean, I could probably go on for a long time talking about WordPress, talking about what you do and stuff like that. But it's been very, very interesting to have a chat with you, and really, really good to hear that, things are progressing. I definitely would love to have you back again one day in the future to see where you are and how you've been doing, and have a catch up as well. So if people want to know where you are and how can they find you and your social media and stuff.
Yeah, they can find me on my website, www.wp-bff.com, on Twitter at Shannon L. Mattern. And I do have a Facebook page, but the address is not very easily spoken. So you can get to that from my website. There's all the social media icons at the top where you can find me and follow me.
Sounds good. Well, again, Shannon, thank you very much for coming on. And hopefully everyone can learn from you that you can build the freedom out of WordPress. So thank you again, Shannon.
Thank you so much.
And that's the end of the interview. Again, Shannon, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Really enjoyed having a chat with you. I also really enjoyed watching you in Periscope and reading your content and seeing what you do. It's all been very, very interesting. And I don't know about you, listener, but I think one thing I picked up from it is that you can create an online presence, you can create something online using WordPress, and it literally is a very, very good platform for doing that. And you don't have to be a complete expert into creating a website and coding and design and so on. Even if you're a total newbie, you can create something awesome online using WordPress. And essentially, if you want to, you can eventually create your own freedom, your own lifestyle, that kind of thing. And you can hear that from Shannon's experience and from her own clients. They have all done that as well. So very, very interesting to hear that as well. If you want to see the show notes, they are available on igniterocks.com/episode5. I hope you really enjoyed it. If you did, I would really appreciate it if you can subscribe on the podcast. If you just go to iTunes, search for Ignite Rock, and hit the subscribe button, I would very much appreciate it. So, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to me. In the meantime, let's rock with WordPress.